As far as practice, I was very pleased. Sometimes that bonus Monday, I think you've been around here a couple times now when we've had bonus Mondays and the practice hasn't been exactly what we're looking for. And not today. Not today. It's very good. Very competitive. Very competitive. And I think that's the vision for me, is to challenge our guys even more so on things they can't control. I think that we challenge them, but I think they need to feel it even more and demand it even more. And I know that's my perspective. Each coach has that, but that's what I can do to help the team. And so that's what it is.
When you self-scout, what's one thing that stood out positively that maybe surprised you, and maybe one thing that a negative that kind of surprised you?
Well, I think that 3rd and 2 to 3, you know, offensive staff. Defensively, red zone, you know, and goal line, we're doing very, very good in red zone. You know, those aspects. The explosive plays, not only just that, the numbers that we use, but I think the number of plus 30 explosive plays that have led to touchdowns. You know, I think we're going to call them bombs, you know, because that's really what they are. And I think those are things that we really got. And it's missed tackles, you know, blown coverage. It's things like that, self-inflicted wise, where we have opportunities that I think, you know, we're going to watch them with the team so they can see them. We can address it.
Go back to Marquise Lee at the start of OTAs. What went wrong at the very beginning? Because he didn't even, it seemed like he struggled the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I know in talking to him, I think we talk about having a culture where we limit anxiety, but I'm not so sure he didn't have anxiety. Just the newness and, you know, I know my conversations with him at times, just the newness, the, you know, what's asked of him, the dealing with injuries, just all of it. I think that it just was a lot for him. And, it's a good question for him. I imagine seeing other guys progress and him being injured or not progressing as fast, you know, he put that on himself. And, he's doing a nice job now. Even today, signs where he slips, he's on the ground, he pops back up, makes a touchdown. You know, catches that in the end zone. Where before it had been, maybe he'd have stayed on the ground or, what happened, I slipped. He's not doing that. He's showing that competitiveness. And I think that his mindset is more, he really wants to take advantage of this opportunity.
When you guys review everything, how often are you surprised? Do you find something new or is it just confirm everything?
Well, I think that you probably have an idea. Like offensively, it feels like we move the ball. But there's some point where we struggle. What happens? Well, let's take a look at our drives where it's 1st and 10 as we cross the 50. Okay, it's 1st and 10 on the plus 45. We're going in. Now what happens? And I think we've had like 10 turnovers from the 45-yard line in. You're going, wow. That's when, it's hard enough to go 80 yards and drive down there. But we got some things that, we're taking some points off the board. When we have turnovers like that. So I think it's, we struggled in that area, but what's the facts? And there's some other things, too. We had some missed opportunities, and some other things pop up. So I think it somewhat confirms it, but there's new information you find out.
How much do these guys need something good to happen quickly to sort of get them to the finish line this year?
Well, I think for us, it's the players. What I'd like to see from them is just consistency where we're moving the ball, driving the ball, and these self-inflicted wounds leave our game. I don't know where that will put us, but I do know that it will feel better and look better, and it will give us an opportunity. And those things, I think that's what they're really striving to get done because they're seeing glimpses of it. They're seeing this is a great drive. This is a great defensive series. This was a nice job on special teams. But then it's like we have these things that pop up that keep us from finishing. And I think that's what's frustrating for the guys more than anything.